on Manhattan's Lower East Side just after 4 this afternoon. The NYPD is saying officers responding to a call about an attempted robbery at the corner of Canal and Eldridge Streets ended up having a chase after a guy who took off running up Eldridge. And 4 blocks later, once he got up to the corner of Eldridge and Delancey, cops say that guy started shooting and hit one officer in the leg and the other in the groin before he was tackled and arrested.
That male is identified as Joshua Dorsett. He is 22 years old. He has 3 prior arrests. His last arrest was in 2022 for criminal possession of a controlled substance here in Manhattan. He is a known gang member, and he is currently on probation.
NYPD Chief of Detective Joe Kinney there saying officers took Dorsett's gun, and now he's facing several charges. Meanwhile, the 2 officers shot in the leg and groin, they were taken to Bellevue Hospital, where cops say both are in good condition, relatively speaking, for being shot like that, and doctors do expect they will recover. 2 months after New York Governor Kathy Hochul decided to pause the MTA's congestion pricing plan to toll drivers $15 to go south of 60th Street in Manhattan, reports are she's now thinking of a lower toll. And the New York Post cited an official telling them Hochul also wants to see if city workers and teachers could be exempt.
Happy that she's rethinking them to be essential.
Former NYC Traffic Commissioner Sam Schwartz, gridlock Sam Schwartz, talking with WCBS's Ray Hoffman Monday. The MTA board is scheduled to vote next month on its capital plan for the next 5 years. And that $15 congestion toll, that was supposed to be a part of it. So we'll have to figure out how to make up for that loss. We'll get to traffic and weather together in a minute. Hey, out in L.A. today, in front of the Warner Brothers studios, over 300 video game performers picketed to protest against what they say is the stubbornness of top gaming companies to not protect voice actors and motion capture workers equally, at least when it comes to unregulated use of artificial intelligence. The game voice actors and performance workers already went on strike last Friday after over 18 months of negotiations with gaming giants stalled over protections around the use of AI. A quick shout out now to the newsroom producer Lou Zambrana at the desk as we head into the WCBS 880 Late Edition in the next hour, so stick around. But for now, let's go ahead and dive into Bloomberg Money News here on WCBS.
Amazon projecting profit 5 on WCBS. I'm Bloomberg's Denise Pellegrini.
Traffic and weather together in 2 minutes and then back to the night's top stories.